Welcome to another episode of The Corporate Entrepreneur. My name is Mark Ellenson, host of the show. Today, I'm going to be talking about critical thinking, humanity's advantage over artificial intelligence. Well, maybe. When we think of a master's degree from a university, we think of a specialized area of study and knowledge. Degree is after 4 years of college, sometimes in the same area of study, so you can build on that foundation of knowledge. Now let's rethink the concept of a master's degree. Let us imagine that you no longer need such an in-depth knowledge of a subject area. You just need to know how to question, process information, and then analyze the output so that you know how to ask the correct questions to dig deeper to identify your desired outcome. This is critical thinking. It is the future of the white-collar job market. To me, it is the end of academia the way we know it. What is critical thinking? Critical thinking requires the following. It requires a purpose. It can be to solve a problem, create a new way of doing something, dealing with an obstacle, handling an objection, or making decisions. Simple daydreaming, using memorization, or regurgitating what we have memorized is not critical thinking. And understanding that we are thinking from a point of view. Once we understand that we all have certain beliefs, opinions, and prejudices, we can then be open to the other points of view and engage in critical thinking. Agreement that there is a baseline of boundaries that we must work within. Communication is critical to knowing these boundaries, accepting the boundaries, and knowing what they are will allow for real and valuable outcomes from our thought process. Ability to identify obstacles and a process to overcome them. Obstacles can be physical, emotional, legal, procedural, etc. Can challenge our use of critical thinking. You must have a well-defined process for identifying and dealing with obstacles, or your experience or prejudice will interfere with the value of your thought process and possibly the outcome. Listen to our podcast on overcoming obstacles. Acceptance that our experiential dimension is strong. It will lead to initial conclusions, interpretations, and inferences that may not lead to the desired outcome, the truth. If we don't accept our experiential dimension, we must confuse critical thinking with simple recall thinking. In other words, we need to understand that our family, our lives, our interactions day to day, how we were brought up, the environment, the society, the neighborhood that we lived in, they really affect our experiential dimension. We need to understand that when we query and look for deeper meaning in what we're trying to find. 6, clarity of outcome and data used. Now, clarity allows you to focus on what is important and significant. You must know what you want to achieve and know the data you are using in your thought process. Now, that doesn't mean setting up the data to go along with what you want or analyzing it with a prejudgment in mind. It means you need to understand where the data comes from and how you're analyzing it. There is an old saying in technology, garbage in, garbage out. This is especially true when we engage in critical thinking. Garbage in. And you know you want to get to a certain point and you query a certain way, you already made up your mind, you're going to get garbage out. 7, validation is needed to ensure that we are basing our thinking on what is true and accurate. As we said at the end of 6, it's hard to do this, but the effort put forth will decide if the outcome can truly be achieved, the truth. As stated in the previous paragraph, you need to make sure what data and where it is coming from, or you'll compromise the effectiveness of your thought process. Many times our situation does not allow us to validate all the data. However, it is important to question its validity and take into consideration when presenting your final outcome. This happens all the time. We hear something, we read something, we see something. We do not question the validity, where it came from. Oh, it's on the web. Yeah, but it's on the web from an individual who has a certain point of view, possibly. We need to dig deeper and not take it at a literal sense, everything we do. Incorporate the components of the SMART framework. It needs to be systemic, measurable, alignable, relatable, and tailorable to what you are thinking about. There is more detail in a previous newsletter. Look, you can either listen to the podcast or you can read the newsletter on the SMART framework for a little bit more information on that. But in general, ask yourself if your thinking takes in consideration what the acronym stands for. Is the outcome systemic? Is it measurable against other types of data? Is it alignable with what we know? And if not, let's dig deeper. And is it relatable to what I am thinking and what I'm asking? Now, if it's not, and it takes you in a different direction, that's okay. That's rapid thought switching. Go and listen to my podcast on RTS, not ADD. That's okay, but understand what it is. Critical thinking is also known as complex thinking or higher order thinking. Sometimes people think this means that it's something that you have to get with a college degree because it's higher order. No. People who live on the street, they have the ability to do complex thinking and many times have higher order thinking just to survive. The ability to think critically calls for a more complex way of thinking than simply mastering the ability to recall information, which is the way we've done grades in our school system and academia for decades, since the beginning. There's more than just the simplicity of thinking that knowledge is being able to recall information or knowing where to get it, to that of using the knowledge to take ideas to real life application. Now, you'll be able to utilize the power of AI and quantum computing to utilize both quantitative and qualitative data to clarify abstract thoughts. You will understand how to synthesize stream of consciousness thinking. In other words, put it into reality, bring it into something we can use, and how to use it to evaluate problems and develop solutions to the problems that you identify. This is accomplished through the use of rapid thought switching. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. It's an advanced form of thinking that many confuse with ADD or ADHD. Now, I'm not saying those don't exist. What I'm saying is that everybody that has been diagnosed with it may have RTS instead, and we need to promote it and help understand how to utilize it versus drug it out and dummy people down. Rapid thought switching, RTS, the framework for critical thinking. It could be used for any subject, content, or problem. It allows the thinker to improve the quality of their thinking by embracing and taking charge of their thought process and the power of artificial intelligence and digital intelligence. By taking simple recall thinking and combining it with the ability to switch from one thought to another without losing sight of the first thought, it will become the framework for critical thinking. Rapid thought switching, or RTS, must be harnessed and incorporated to all of our thinking, all day, every day. Rapid thought switching framework for critical thinking has six components. First is basic thought. Now, that includes basic reasoning, which is primarily linear and based on what we're familiar with. It's basic thought. You see things, you hear things, you figure that that's the reality. Got it. You read something, you trust the author, basic thought. Multidimensional thinking utilizes advanced elements of reasoning, such as using multiple thoughts simultaneously. Multidimensional, multiple thoughts simultaneously. It's the ability to think creatively while ensuring that you stay within a baseline of structure in your thinking. You know, for example, that you can only do certain things. You're not going to be able to jump with gravity and fly without the assistance of any other type of technology. So when you do your thinking, you have that reality in place, but you can think both at the same time. Two, three, four things can be true simultaneously. Number three, stream of consciousness thinking. This is a big one. This is the ability to tap into collective knowledge that's available in the energy around us. I know, sounds foo-foo, I got it. It may be something that comes to you as just something that you came in contact with, but it didn't register at the time as important or something you would care about. All of a sudden, it comes to the forefront or it's incorporated into your thinking. And at first, you forget where you got it from, but then you realize. Sometimes you don't realize where it came from. You just know that it is. So that takes it from the foo-foo to the reality. But there is knowledge around us that we just need to tap into. Some call this intuition. How do you explain intuition? Stream of consciousness thinking. Number four. Knowledge dimensional thinking. That's a mouthful. This is accomplished through the use of data that is known, knowledge, or collected during collaboration, knowledge with others. Tools such as SWOT analysis, for those who don't know, strength, weaknesses, opportunity, and threats, cause and effect diagrams, fishbone diagrams, mind mapping, thought leadership pods. These are all used to gather and assimilate both quantitative and qualitative data into your thinking process. Most times, you don't have to use these tools in a formal manner. However, knowing how to use the tools will allow you to take advantage of the concepts when thinking. So let me give you an example. When you're looking at something and someone says, hey, you want to go do this, automatically you start thinking, well, I'm going to think, well, let me see now. If I go, what's the positive? What's the negative? What does this person want me to go for? What's the opportunity? That's the SWOT analysis. I mean, it's things you incorporate once you internalize. It's deep thinking. It's complex thinking. Number five, the wisdom dimension. That's the ability to actually recall lessons from others or that we read or that you hear on podcasts and be able to use that information. Stuff that we've studied, people we've met with. It could be a conversation when you're online with somebody. It could be something that you saw in a newspaper article. It could be something you heard. There's a certain wisdom. Now, yes, it's knowledge, but you've identified it when you heard it as something that was important. That makes it wisdom. So it can come from a chance encounter. Don't ever negate the little pieces of information and knowledge and wisdom that you learn from others just in conversation. Everything really starts and happens one conversation at a time. Experiential dimension is just what it sounds like. It's our experiences. It ties into our basic thinking. This is what builds our basic thinking. But the experiential dimension is in critical thinking requires us to use our experiences differently when we encounter different situations. If you're in school, you have to act a certain way. When you're at work, you have to act a certain way. All of your experience and everything you do could be incorporated, but it's utilized in a different manner. Now, what's going to really drive this with technology? AI, digital intelligence. Yeah, man, it is. Some people call it artificial general intelligence. I got it. That's going to have a big impact. But quantum computing is going to be the driving force. Now, you're probably thinking, what the hell does this have to do with critical thinking or a master's degree? I understand the confusion, but let's look at what the recent breakthrough in quantum computing can do. Microsoft recently unveiled a groundbreaking quantum chip called Majorana. Now, this chip represents a significant leap in quantum computing technology, utilizing a new type of quantum computing architecture based on topological qubits. That's a lot. You got to look that one up because we need a whole podcast to discuss it. The Majorana 1 chip leverages a new state of matter known as topological superconductivity, which is previously only theoretical. Went from the theory to the real. Pretty cool. This state of matter allows more stable and reliable qubits, which is what the whole concept of computing is based on, which are, you know, of course, it's the fundamental building blocks of quantum computers. This chip is designed to scale up to 1 million qubits on a single chip, paving the way for a quantum computer's capable of solving complex industrial and societal problems. So this chip can solve complex industrial and societal problems. Just take a second and let that sink in. What this means is supercomputing at your fingertips. It makes the integration of large language models, small language models, and all the data of the universe available to those that know how to utilize critical thinking. I've always talked about how it's been known to scientists that you can store data in your DNA, and you could store all of the world's data in the DNA that's contained in just the size of your arm. But now it's on a chip. It makes it more real. It makes it more palatable. That's amazing when you think about it. What are you going to do with all this data when everybody has the same access? Critical thinking is going to be the key. Now, this is just the beginning. You'll be speaking with AI and DI robots just like you speak with people. Matter of fact, it is happening today. If you listen to people talking to ChatGPT and setting up the voices, it is like you're speaking to a person. Now, I remember working in the field 20 years ago, and someone from IBM told me, we can make the voice sound real today. We don't want to scare society. Well, society is no longer scared of that, so it's happening right now. We need to change, and you've heard me mention DI, digital intelligence. That's because artificial intelligence will always be there, but it's no longer artificial. You can read my newsletter on AI is now sentient. It'll give you a lot more insight into this, talk a lot more about what intelligence is. Now, and you can subscribe to the newsletter as well. If you can imagine having a conversation with a coworker that has access to all the data in the universe, then you know why critical thinking, rapid thought switching, and the smart framework is so important to your future. Humanity will no longer be the smartest entity in the room, but we can be the best critical thinkers in the room. This allows us to work with digital intelligence and robots instead of working for it. My name is Mark Ellison. Hope you got something out of this. I hope it stimulated a little bit of thought. And I'll talk to you soon. More about critical thinking and artificial intelligence and digital intelligence to come. As we like to end each of our podcasts at The Corporate Entrepreneur, corporate entrepreneurs fear nothing, appreciate everything, and know what we need, we already have. Have a great day.